98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk with the decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Now.
3 o'clock hour, the Burns and Gambo show here on 98.7 FM, Arizona sports station. The Coyotes in action tonight, taking on the Canucks at 7 o'clock. You'll hear it here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And joining us right now on the 72 Sold Sports Line, the general manager of those Coyotes, Bill Armstrong, who joins us here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Bill, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Bill. Well, you know, season's coming to a close here soon. I want to ask you about just the opportunity to get McBain and Smith in, get a chance to see these guys for a little bit. I mean, how important is it for you on an evaluation level to get those? You just traded for them, to get them in to some games this year.
Well, it's huge on our side just to see what level they're at. Sometimes kids can come into the NHL right away and just play. Like, they fit in, they get it. Other times it takes kids a little bit longer. But I think on the flip side of that, just for the players themselves coming in out of college, they learn, you know, what the NHL is about. They're not guessing in the summer. They know what the standard was and what they've got to improve at the next level. So it's valuable for them to come in and just be around some of the great veterans that we have, the Louis Eriksons of the world, the lads, and just hang around those guys and learn to be a little bit more professional and get to that NHL standard.
Yeah, project for me a little bit with McBain. I mean, you see the ability for him to be a key player on a core unit on the power play and on the penalty kill?
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's really good in front of that. I think his main thing is he can tip pucks, and he's always had that finish in tight around the net. But for him, you know, he's a big body that can bang, and you know, he looks like Brian Boyle. It's like they're twins. He's a big man, but he's got some strength, and he's going to make sure that he pays attention to that in the summer and takes another step. If he can do that, he can be a wrecking force for us, and he can add a power game in with a little bit of finish around the net.
Yeah, how quick of an adjustment has this been for Nathan, right? I mean, everything that he's done, everything he's had to do, right? I mean, you talk about this whirlwind-type stuff for him, right?
Yeah, he's had an unbelievable year. He's played in the NCAAs, you know, made it all the way to the Frozen Four, made it to the final game, played in the Olympics for Team USA, and then he played his first NHL game. You know, it's been a special year for him. And he played really well offensively for us the other night. You can see his competitiveness, learning to adjust the league. He's got a slippery shot where he can change, he can pull it in and change just his release. And he's someone that's got some really high-end skill. He's going to have to adjust to the speed and strength of the game, but he was really impressive the other night, just offensively, what he got accomplished. And he's got a big learning curve ahead of him, but you can see the skill that he has.
I think it's 10 now, right? 10 guys have made their NHL debut for the Coyotes this year. I mean, that's remarkable. I'm waiting for the call up pretty soon.
Well, I forget where we were. I think we were in Chicago, you know, and they did this starting lineup. It was like Seth Jones, you know, Jonathan Kane, and, you know, they announced our guys, and I'm sure the Chicago guys were sitting there on the other side going, who are these guys?
Yeah, you need a program. Who's that guy?
Where did this guy come from? I've never heard of that guy before.
Think about the announcers think about the opponent's announcers trying to have to figure out who these guys are. You know, usually you know the guys by name, you know them by heart. You got all these new guys out there. I got to try to memorize like all these new players.
Yeah. Hey, we beat him that night in overtime, so yeah. It was a good sign for us.
What do you think of the way Schmaltz has played without Keller?
Well, listen, let's be honest. You know, most times coaches in the NHL level, they build the line in twos. You know, it's two guys that stay together all year, and Schmaltz and Keller just had a great, you know, they had great instincts for each other. And, you know, it hurts him not to have him in there. But what I love about his game is that, you know, he continues to thrive. He continues to put up points and have success. He's having a hell of a year. You know, and at times, you know, you can really see his high-end skill level pop and him be an impact player for us. You know, it's going to be exciting times with, you know, Kel's coming back in the lineup next year, and Smoltz taking hopefully he can take another step. It'll be exciting to watch those guys play together.
Bill, you've got 9 games left in the regular season. You've got 2 weeks before this kind of, you know, inaugural season for you and coach kind of wrap up. Have in terms of, I know the wins and the losses haven't been there, but in terms of culture and climate and things like that. How do you feel like you've done in making the changes that you've wanted to make this year?
Well, you know, you just picture a big ship coming into the harbor. It takes a little bit of time to turn it around and dock it, and that's what, you know, we've got that ship, that ship now. It's steering in the right direction, and it's taking a little bit of time to turn for us, and we've been able to do that. I love what Coach has been able to do. Just, you know, you watch us practice anytime, whether it's pregame skate or it's on a Monday after a big weekend. You know, our guys come to the rink and they play hard and they practice hard. Their approach, the professionalism around the rink, we've changed a great deal for us. It's going to take some time for us to get up in speed and become a little more, you know, more depth with our talent level, but we're going to get there. And, you know, we're 9 games away from going into the draft where we've got, you know, we've got some high picks. We've got 3 first-rounders and 4 seconds. And, you know, we're in good shape as an organization and probably more cap space than any other NHL team right now. So we're in good shape as an organization, and our culture's turning. And it's, you know, it's positive vibes from us on our side. You know, disappointing about the losses, but at the same time, that's part of the rebuild, and you've got to go through it. You've got to find a way to get on the other side of it.
Bill, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks very much for coming on for a few minutes. We will talk to you very soon.
All right. Take care, guys. Thanks very much.